ancient Greece, the philosophy of Stoicism was so popular that the city of Athens erected a statue to its founder, Zeno. The philosophy was later adapted by the Romans, eclipsed by Christianity, and rediscovered in the Middle Ages. In our time, Admiral James Stockdale used the teachings of the Stoic philosopher Epictetus to survive years of imprisonment in a Vietnamese prisoner of war camp. And the meditations of the Roman emperor and Stoic Marcus Aurelius are still widely read. Now, philosopher William B. Irvin has a new book out on Stoicism that could win some new adherents to this 2,000-year-old school of thought. Irvin is professor of philosophy at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. His new book is called A Guide to the Good Life, The Ancient Art of Stoic Joy. It's published by the Oxford University Press. Dr. Irvin, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
The first question I have is, how do you, or how did the Stoics, define a good life?
Well, for the Stoics, and my primary interest is in the Roman Stoics, a good life is one that's full of tranquility. And for them, tranquility was something that we probably all would seek, and that's a life with as few negative emotions as we can experience, and filled with positive emotions, emotions like joy to the greatest extent possible.
So the idea of the Stoics being stoical, being indifferent to pain, that's a misrepresentation, isn't it?
The Stoics weren't stoical. The Stoics were not opposed to emotion. They were opposed to negative emotions. And if you actually look at how the Stoics lived their lives, the famous Stoic philosophers, these weren't people who simply sat there in stoical silence, enduring what the world could throw at them. They were cheerful individuals who had wide groups of friends. They seemed to enjoy life. So the Stoics were not stoical. By the way, the cynics weren't cynical either.
No.
We have a number of paradoxes of that kind.
For us control freaks, there is some very useful advice in your book. The Stoics came up with ways to deal with what we can control and what we can't control in our lives. Could you discuss what you learned about the Stoical philosophy on control?
Well, in life, you'll be frustrated if you try to change things that you can't control. So when you're confronted with some kind of challenge in life, you should first of all ask yourself whether it's something you can control or something you can't control. And the things we encounter come into one of three categories. There are things over which we have absolute control, including things like our choice of values, including our character, things we have no control over at all, like whether the sun is going to rise tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then the third group, which is in some ways the most interesting, would be things we have some control but not complete control. Like if we're going to play tennis, we can have some control over whether we win or lose, but not complete control. Stoics said we should put most of our effort into the things over which we have some but not complete control. And just that process of winnowing through and categorizing things in life can be very helpful, because you're going to be a very frustrated individual if you spend your days trying to control things that can't be controlled.
Now, you write in your book that you practice Stoicism. So, and you consider yourself a Stoic.
Yes, I'm a practicing Stoic.
How has your life changed as a result of practicing Stoicism?
I've experienced a kind of the withering away of desire that Buddhists talked about. There were things that used to be quite important to me that no longer are. I go to the mall now, and I look around, and I'm just dazzled by all the things I don't want. So my entertainment at the mall is to watch the people who still want these things. Probably less angry than I used to be. One interesting thing that's happened is I become almost immune to insults. That was a surprise, but the Stoics give all sorts of advice on insults and how best to deal with insults. And it's good advice. It seems to have worked in my case.
I've been speaking with William B. Irvin, professor of philosophy at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio, who is the author of a new book, A Guide to the Good Life, The Ancient Art of Stoic Joy. Dr. Irvin, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.